Coach, the Patriots are 11-1 at home in the playoffs against every team except yours, and only 1-2 against your team at home. Why do you think you guys are so successful at Gillette or just on the road in the playoffs in general?
I don't know. It's just, we've been on the road a lot, so we get a lot of practice at doing it, I guess.
Does that start maybe with a confidence and a calmness from you and Joe?
I really want to analyze it. I mean, we have a game to play on Saturday afternoon. That's really all we're thinking about right now. So looking back really doesn't do any good.
This is a much improved Patriots secondary from teams that you guys have seen here in the past, Patriots secondaries in the past. Obviously, what's difficult and the challenges of going against both Revis and Browner?
Well, I think the whole group's playing really well. And, they play a lot of man coverage. They press you. They play off. They play different combinations. They can double whoever they want to double in different form and fashion. Just really well coached. You got a great scheme. But, those guys are very aggressive, and they're very good, the whole group.
John, your special teams is one of the best in the NFL, but you're going against a team that has a pretty good special teams unit of their own. Can you talk about the Patriots on that angle?
Yeah, it's a great point. The Patriots are one of the best special teams in the NFL as well. They're ranked in the top three for sure. Maybe they're number one. They've just done a great job. Probably have the best special teams coordinator in the history of football, and Scott O'Brien, doing a long time, knows the game inside and out. Always has, creates problems for you, always creates matchup problems, always knows how to take your best players out of things. They just do a great job across the board.
What goes into having a good special teams like the two teams have here?
Well, it probably starts with the kickers and punters, guys that can kick the ball and punt the ball well, and then the returners make a big deal, and then they have four guys that are, Pro Bowl type guys really at every spot in terms of kicking, punting, and returning. So, we've got to keep our eye on those guys at all times. But then their core, Jackie Slater is probably the best in the business at what he does. You've got to account for him at all times. They've got big, fast linebackers, starting with Casillas. You can look at the whole group as far as the defensive backs. They all contribute. They all play hard. It's just a real tight group, and they're big and physical guys, and they run fast.
John, when you hired Gary Kubiak as the offensive coordinator this offseason, did you have any trepidation that Joe Flacco wouldn't be able to handle the mobility required with the bootlegs and the stuff that he likes to run?
Not at all.
Is Joe, I guess, maybe surprisingly athletic, or is that something that he's worked on, his mobility and his ability to evade pass rushers?
No, if anybody's been watching him his whole career knows how athletic and mobile he is. If anybody wouldn't think he is, really hasn't been paying attention.
What do you see out of the Patriots run game?
I see a lot of good backs. See a lot of really good schemes. They give you a lot of problems in terms of how they block from one week to the next, and different kind of trap schemes and things like that. But they hurt us last year with base schemes. I mean, they ran downhill at us, ran some zone schemes downhill, and ran a little bit of power right at us, and had a lot of success, especially at the end of the game there. So, big physical offensive line. They want to run the ball, and they've got some backs. Each back's a little bit different, brings a little something different to the table, but they're all punishing physical-type runners.
John, what's it been like to have Haloti Ngata back for you guys, and how important is he to the center of your defense?
Yeah, he's important, very important. He's a premier player. The physical presence in there, and having him back is very important, and it's good to have him back.
What was your impression of Jonas Gray when you had him, and why didn't things work out up there?
Jonas decided to leave us. We wanted to re-sign him after the season and, for the off-season go forward with him, but he decided to go to New England. Liked him a lot. I had a great relationship with him, and he's done really well.
You have a back that's done pretty well yourself. Can you speak to what Justin's accomplished this year?
Yeah, just, it's one of those stories that, man, you feel really great about. Here's a guy that really was, on his way out, I guess, in some ways. I'm pretty sure somebody would have signed him, but, underrated, undervalued. Gary had had experience with him in Houston, and we'd had a good feel for him. I just kind of liked him, what I'd seen of him, but I didn't have any close-up look at him. So Gary was the main force in bringing him here, and he's been even better than expected, and he's as good of a player, and as well as he's played, he's 10 times even the person that he is a player.
What have you seen from Jamie Collins, and what has he allowed the Patriots to do defensively?
Yeah, I was just telling our guys today, this is a special young player. This guy's a budding star. He's a guy that we really liked a lot at Southern Miss. I thought Coach Belichick, I know he went down there personally and worked Jamie out. and just did a great job evaluating him as a player and fitting him into their scheme. A lot of scouts didn't know where to play him, you know, and that was kind of the hang-up with him, but Bill did, and you can see I think he's one of the top young players in football.
How much are your veterans, telling some of your young players what it's like to come into Gillette and play? How important is that for the younger players to learn out of that?
It's probably somewhat important, but I don't think you really can't. What can you say? I mean, there's not really much you can talk about in describing a stadium. You know, it's a stadium, you know, and the fans are really loud and it's a tough place to play. But the thing that makes it tough is the team you're playing. They always have a great team, great players, great coaches, and it's tough. It's tough to go in there and get a win. So our guys will be watching we'll be watching the tape, obviously. I think that prepares the young guys better than anything. And we'll be trying to make sure that we are on top of our game, because we're going to have a chance to win.
It's difficult in general for rookies to come in and contribute like C.J. Mosley has been. So what stood out to you about him and allowed him to accomplish what he's done?
Oh, thanks, Jeff, for asking that. We thought he was going to be a really good player, but I don't know that we could have anticipated the kind of year he's had. And the kind of consistency, you know, for him to be able to play, you know, the whole season now, going into his 22nd game, if you count the preseason games, and to just keep getting better every single week. You know, that's not easy for a young guy to do just coming out of college, but he's very mature, very humble, very hardworking guy, and I couldn't be more happy to have him on our team.
John, just wondering if you were amused at all about the talk early in the year that Tom Brady had lost something.
I was amused by that. That's I'm sure a lot of people hold not hope that someday that happens, but it doesn't look like it's anytime soon. He's still a great, great player.
Is he doing anything different now than he did 2-3 years ago?
Not really. I think he's the same player he was. He does such a great job of incorporating new players, and they run their system and they tweak it and they adjust it and adapt it, you know, week to week, year to year. But the way they plug the different players in there, and he's been able to kind of mold those guys around him, around the way he plays the game. That's amazing to me, and he always does a great job of that. Of course, he's a Michigan guy, so we love that about him too.
So do you bring up the previous games at all with your players this week in terms of the times that you've been up here for the playoffs, or is that total ancient history for you guys?
It's ancient history. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, you watch schematically, there's things you look at, you try to pull out that you think may apply going forward, but that's the extent of it.